The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
For the great and mighty things that you have done for us. We appreciate you this morning for the gift of life, for sending your angels on guard to watch over us while we're like dead men on our beds. Father, and then now sending your spirit to quicken our mortal bodies. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful.
We are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Father,
we
are
grateful. Thank you.
Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you.
Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. It is your doing, Lord. This is the doing of the Lord. And it is marvelous in our eyes. We celebrate your holy name this morning for your faithfulness and love, for the great and mighty things that, Lord, you keep doing in our lives. We celebrate you for your faithfulness, for your goodness and mercy, for your kindness, O God. And your love towards us, the value you have placed on us, the blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, oh Lord, yes, so precious, what you used to purchase us. We are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. We say take all the glory this morning. Take all the praise and adoration this morning. No one will share your glory with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of this opportunity, for the gift of life, for the gift of hope, prayer, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name, let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood pave the way. Let the blood clear the way.
Yes, Lord.
Let the blood move the boundaries.
Yes,
let the blood move the barriers. Let the blood remove the obstacles. Spiritual boundaries, ancestral boundaries. Spiritual obstacles and barriers. Let the blood of Jesus clear them. Let the blood clear them.
Let the blood of Jesus clear them this morning.
Let the blood of Jesus clear the boundaries. Let the blood
clear the blood, clear the boundaries, clear the barriers,
let the surging of the blood, let the surging of the blood, the surging of the blood,
let the surging of the blood of the new covenant,
clear the boundaries.
Yes,
Lord. Let the blood,
of your people,
let the surging blood,
Break every limitation.
Thank you, Father.
Lift every embargo.
We bless your name.
Blessed be.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
the
Holy
name
Spirit,
of the Lord,
for your presence with us. Lead us. into the presence of God today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I say resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Akoto Badin Town. Yes. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, Pascal and others, our technicians. We want to thank God for your lives. Without you, this program cannot be. You are such an encouragement and inspiration to us. And I want to thank God for your lives. Christianity has never operated in any convenient environment. Right from the formation of the nation Israel in Egypt. In fact, I want you to know that the nation Israel was formed in Egypt. Israel became a nation in Egypt. In Egypt, that was when the tribes had grown so much. So they became a nation. The Israelites left Egypt as a nation. As a nation, a small nation. A nation, a small group, like one tribe. But that was how the nation began. So Christianity has never operated in any convenient environment, even the Hebrews. That is the nature. So Christianity, that is why in the New Testament, Jesus has come to live in us. So you are a moving temple. Let me just mention our team and I continue today. Our team today is moving barriers, moving boundaries, then you can put stroke, barrier, limitation, whatever, for my strange testimony or my remarkable testimony, moving barriers for my remarkable testimonies. Do you know that your testimony exists? Your testimony exists, oh, brother, sister. Your testimony exists, father, mother. Your testimony is there. Your testimony is there. Every testimony you want to give is already there. Once again, we are repeating. This program is meant to urge etchehe, the word of God in your mind, to leave a portrait, yes, on your heart, to etch it, yes, to make a mark on you, to leave a mark on you. That is why God repeats his word. Beloved, your testimony exists, and we still want to use the test for yesterday, the story of the leper and his four friends. I'm telling you, the paralyzed man. Mark also recorded it in Mark chapter 2. Yes, you can see it in Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. Mark 2, 1 to 12. Luke also recorded it. And that we have been using Luke's account in Luke chapter 5 from verse 17. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea in Jerusalem. Okay, let me start again. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Let me stop here and say something. Jesus' power is always there when faith is released. It is your faith. It is your sacrifice. It is your service. It is your heart condition that releases that power. In fact, your faith is a switch. Somebody need to write this down. Your faith is a switch that switches on God's power. Your faith, I'm telling you, your faith is a switch. Yes. Your faith is a switch. Your sacrifice is a switch. Your service is a switch. Your covenant is a switch. God's power is there. God's power is there all the time. In fact, let me pause here and go back to Mark chapter 5 from verse 24. In fact, when you just 24 to 34, the woman with the issue of blood. People were hitting on Jesus, so they were rubbing on him. But when this woman said to herself, if only I touch, and she touched, Jesus felt that virtue or power was released from him. Who touched me? Who touched me? And in other versions, it may appear like other versions, Peter asked, by you see people rubbing themselves on you, and you are asking, who touched me? You are able to ask, who touched me? Who touched me? Say, no, somebody touched me. Because you see, that touch was a different touch. That touch was a faith touch. That touch was a switch. I've been saying this, that, but now it is changing. I see people just come to church, people just join a program newly, and they begin to testify. But people who have been there for long, familiarity, they are not testifying, but I've just realized that they are also testifying. Yes. It is what yesterday I received a testimony which really blew my mind. And this confirms what the Lord has inspired on me, that take everything, your being a child of God, your ministry, what you have been doing, even the tithe you pay, the offering, take it as a ministry and a covenant. A ministry, a calling, and a covenant. That is what switches the power. I'm telling you, that is what switches the power. You'll be walking in miracles and signs and wonders until you take that which you are doing as a ministry, a calling, or any covenant, power will not be released. So there was power, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Let me jump to verse 24. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. Immediately, he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." This portion, verse 26, remarkable things. My Bible, the word, the Bible from 26 translation says strange things. King James uses the word strange things. We have seen strange things. Other version, New English Bible says, is it the word? You will never believe the things we have seen today. Unbelievable things. Unbelievable things. Another version says, wonders. We have seen wonders. Another version says, we have seen uncountable things today. Moffat translation says, we have seen incredible things today. 20th century New Testament says, we have seen marvelous things today. Dr. Reed says, we never thought to see what we have seen today. Beloved, what you haven't seen before is only not seen by you. It is already there. It is already there. Your testimony is already there. But something must draw your testimony. There are barriers and boundaries to be broken. There are boundaries to be removed. There are boundaries to be removed, to be moved. Barriers to be moved. Obstacles to be moved. Hindrances to be moved. Right now, think within you. The change you want. What is the boundary that I have to remove? What is the barrier that I have to remove for my remarkable testimony to appear? That was why I said yesterday, and it is an inspired, it's a rhema that the Lord has given to me. Jesus Christ is the surest, the shortest, the quickest way of obtaining the best of God and from God and the best of everything in life. Obtaining the best of God and the best from God. They are two different statements. The best of God, that the best of the person of God and the best from Him. It means the best of things. Yes, the best of ideas, the best of choices, the best of breakthroughs, the best of counsel, the best of whatever, the best, and the best of anything in life. Beloved, as I'm going to speak at the 11th hour prayer parade, look, there is a way you will not waste time in life. People have wasted time in life. The Bible says that make use of every opportunity because the days are evil. The days are evil. Look, there are many things the devil will use to steal your time. Today, as I am here. Because I entered the ministry very early. I entered the ministry at the age of 22. Which brought problem to me. I went to Bible school, Fountain Gate, at the age of 22. That brought great persecution on me. Young boy, why this? Everybody was against me. Even in the Bible school, the teachers would look at me. The late Bonnie, but you are too young. Why are you here? I did not have anyone except my former senior pastor, Reverend Harry said, that man, yes, he was tough on me, but he's the best that has happened to me. I'm telling you, except that man and Elder Kakari, Church of Pentecost, and a few, very, very few, majority, my friends, my family, people from my home, they thought I have lost my senses. I was even taken to Malangado, a malam in Dakuma, Malangado, to check my mind, whether I have been smoking weed or something, because no. The way I was behaving, no, it's not normal. I've gone through things, so before you give your life, your soul to any pastor, find out the things the person has gone through in life, in ministry, the experience the person has given. Don't just give your soul to anybody. You can listen to sweet words from some of these young men that are coming up. Sweet words. They put words together, yes, to inspire you. Take them. But to give your soul, who you give your soul to, it matters. I'm telling you, don't give your soul to anybody. Don't surrender your soul to anybody who hasn't gone through anything. Ask people questions. That is why it is good for men of God to tell you their foundation and background, the things they have gone through. I don't give myself to anybody at all. No. No. My spiritual father, Harry, said, I can tell you the things that man has gone through. I can tell you. He has had 10 accidents, car written off. 10. As for death around him, oh my God. Death, associate pastor dying. His driver dying, the wife dying, the daughter dying. His house got burnt. What are you talking about? His first child died. Such a man, when he lay hands on you, and the man is still standing, the man is still moving. Such a man, when he lay hands on you, when he speaks into your life, Makabo, hey, Karaba Shoko Tukaya. I say, such a man, when you link up to such a man, he has seen it all like Job. He has seen it all like the prophets, like Jeremiah. They have seen it all. When you submit to such people, your soul is saved. I'm telling you, your soul is saved. But some of these people can just put words together. What have they gone through? What have they gone through? Beloved, yes, it is not easy at all. So you see, your testimony is already there. But to assess it, there is no time. Why did I bring this? People have wasted time. In fact, today, why did I bring my Bible that all this? Look, people that I was a pastor many years, 10 years before they enter ministry, they are retiring. They are retiring and I'm still in. I was in before they came. They are now retiring. I'm attending their retirement services. And I am still in. I still have more years. I still have years. I have not yet. So you see, because I saw the will of God quickly, I've never done anything in life. All I've done is ministry. And that brought me trouble, but it has saved me. Today, even senior, those who are on retirement, they come to me for counseling. God took me through fire. Fire. I've said to God, God, you are wicked. God, you are this. I've said a lot of things to him. But my Lord, you know, like Job, like Jeremiah, who cares the day he was born? You know. Yes. Like Isaiah who said, I've been deceived. Yeah, Jeremiah said, I've been led astray in pain. Jeremiah was lowered in a pit with mud. He sank. He sank into the mud. Mud entered his mouth. He sank into the mud. He was about to die. He was being suffocated, and then somebody saw it, and then they went inside and brought him out. Jeremiah, just because he prophesied. These are the people we are going to meet in heaven. It's not easy. What have you gone through for the Lord? Beloved, Jesus is the surest, the quickest, the shortest, and the quickest way. These friends, they focus on Jesus. Why is Jesus the surest, the shortest, and the quickest? Because Jesus addresses the one thing. Oh my God, I need to prepare another thing. The one thing. The one thing. He knows the one thing. The one instruction. The one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Look, people are going around from church to church, prophet to prophet, this to this. I am not saying when you hear something good at a place or whatever, don't attend program. No, that's not what I mean. But listen to me, child of God. Your problems are not complex. And the solution is not complex. Your problem is just one. The solution is also one. And the only expert, the person who knows that one thing is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's Jesus Christ. Somebody will say, but I'm a Christian. I'm a child of, it is not you being a Christian. Is Jesus Christ your all? Or do you have plan B? You know, we have plan B, so plan B, C, D. It is when plan B, C, D, E, F, G, up to plan Z. When they finish, that is when we come to submit to Jesus. I'm telling you, when they finish, that's when we come to submit to Jesus. But when, look, the Lord was telling me, let me see what I've written down. When Jesus realizes that he is your all, he releases himself. Somebody should write, when Jesus realizes that he is your all, he releases himself. When Jesus realizes that he is your all, he releases himself. I have a lot of young preachers who have taken me as, they say, you are our father, you are our spiritual father, our this. I've realized that, in fact, I am just one of their fathers, but they didn't say, be one of our fathers. They come to you and say, we take you as a father. We take you as a father. But I've realized that when they come, they are talking, oh, I have a father, so, so, and so. Oh, I have a father. Then you know that you are just one of the fathers. Let me tell you, when anybody knows that you are other fathers, they don't get 100% committed to you. No. Nobody wants to be another one of. I want you to know. Nobody wants to be one of. But the one that you know that this one is truly and truly connected, that's the one you give yourself to. Look, immediately, I have people in churches, people other places. I am not 100% committed to them. Some of them, I say, go and tell your pastor. Go and do this. Go and do, because they have pastors. But those I know that I am their only this thing in life, I am their number one. They may have others. I am their number one. I get fully committed. Sometimes people from my former church, they will call me. I used to go to Achimota for praying with them. Immediately I took over deliverance, I stopped it. I say my attention must be on deliverance members. Because they are paying tithe to me. Yes. They are paying tithe that is taking care of me, not directly. They are paying tithe to the church that is taking care of me. So, I mean, they must be my number one. So when Jesus realizes that he is your all, he releases himself. Look, when you read Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, about Bartimaeus, the blind Bartimaeus, when Jesus was passing, and the blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Look at the obstacle. People started shutting him down. Keep quiet, his fellow beggars. And then those who used to drop coins, they want him to remain there so that he will be receiving their coins. Today, what do we do with coins? So that he will be receiving their coins. Oh, stop. Don't worry, the master. There were three groups of people were shutting him down. His fellow, this thing. Let me tell you. The first group, if you are not married, the first group that don't want you to get out of them is your fellow singles. I'm telling you, they don't want you to leave there because when you are all together, you are talking, you are all gossiping, you are all, you gain inspiration. So for you to leave them, so they are the first. Your group, where your level, people at your level, they are the first obstacle. The second obstacle, those who were dropping coins. Yes. And then the third obstacle, the group you want to join, so you two, you want to come up. You two, you want to become like a, come on, stay down there. Stay down there. Shut up. Bartimaeus, shut up. You two, you want to see? Shut up. These are the groups. But you know, Bartimaeus persevered. He broke the obstacle. And what happened? The Bible says Jesus stopped and said, call him. Because Jesus realizes that at that moment, he is the all of Bartimaeus. Jesus saw how Bartimaeus harnessed his energy, put his everything into him. Let me tell you, don't be surprised that you are hearing this. I'm a Christian. I go to church. Is Jesus your all? You have plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E to plan Z. I'm telling you, it is when they fail. And there are some people I've been watching right now. They are now calm. They appear humble. It is because all the plans have failed. I'm telling you, all the plans have failed. But they themselves, they had plans. Let me tell you, don't waste your time. Look at the years that are gone for up to plan Z to fail. Look at the years that are gone. That's why Jesus is the surest, the shortest, the quickest way. When he becomes your all, your remarkable testimony manifests quickly. Because he is the expert. He knows that one thing. He knows that one thing. Jesus taught for Bartimaeus, what should I do for you? Say, I want to see. He said, receive your sight. Look at that. I want to see. Receive your sight. Receive your sight. This paralyzed man, Jesus saw that sin was the obstacle. Sin was the obstacle to his healing. So Jesus addressed that one thing first, sin. So later when the Pharisees and the teachers were, how do you forgive sin? Only God can say, oh, I want you to know that I have authority to forgive. Man, get up, pick up your mat and go home. The man just stood up before them. And they say, what a remarkable sin. What an incredible sight. What a strange testimony or miracle. What a strange thing. You see, that strange thing, that remark, it is already there. But they needed to assess it. Say, Lord, give me faith to assess my already existing
remarkable
testimony.
Remarkable testimony.
Incredible testimony. Somebody should write it for me.
Incredible testimony.
Yes. Lord, give me faith to assess my already existing. My already existing. Remarkable. Remarkable. Incredible testimony. Incredible testimony. So you see, if they had not pressed through the crowd, yesterday I taught you the boundaries and barriers. First, the crowd. And then the rooftop that they had to break, somebody's house. But even before then, within themselves, mindset, the boundary or barrier of mindset, mental barriers, mental boundaries. Hey, what do people say? Hey, this thing they were thinking. Emotional boundaries. Yes. People's opinion, traditional boundaries. Emotional boundaries. What about if it fails? Belief systems. These are boundaries. These are boundaries. Look. I don't know how to say this. People are attending churches they shouldn't attend. They are attending churches because of their class. They can find their class there, but not their testimony. Yes. People are attending church because of the class. People will never go to church in some areas because they won't find their class there. But that is a place. That is a place. People attend places where they can find their classmates, their classes, their whatever, their workmates. People who attend churches that are beautiful, beautifully built up, wonderful seats, but they will never enter into a wooden structure. Ah, this place, no. I read a book about this couple that were transferred. That book really encouraged me. And it was written by one of the generals of the gospel who were transferred to a certain town. And in that town, there were about 8 churches. And then they were praying, going around. Their denomination has 3 churches. But then other churches. And then as they were praying, some of them were very beautiful, beautifully built. But there was this church that only had a shed. A shed. And the wife dreamt that they entered there and sat on benches. This testimony was from Zambia. This missionary was a missionary in Zambia. And then the husband said, well, they went and looked, they found. Say this one. The husband said, honey, you believe here? Say yes. They went in there. The husband was very asthmatic. Asthmatic. The husband asked the wife, honey, you know my condition. Look at this place. Dust, whatever. Do you think? You say, oh, honey, here is okay. You will receive your healing here. And the church was being led by a brother, not yet a pastor. To cut the long story short, that was where they got their healing. The husband was healed of asthma. The wife was healed of cancer. Yes, during prayer time. And they remained there and helped to build that church. So you see the one thing is where God is leading you. What God has said to you. I don't want to repeat Professor Anthony D'Souza's story. The one thing, for 10 years, he wanted to hear from God. The one thing, we are just jumping. We are just rushing. I want to do this course. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then we are putting things together. Yes, we are putting, be led by the Lord. But anyway, until you hear the one thing, don't just sit down. Find something and be doing. Many people are doing things right now. They are just, we call them a stop in the gap. Is it stop in the gap? That phrase. Yes. It's just a stop in the gap. Yes. It's not the main thing. That is okay. Just to be engaging yourself. Whilst you are still open and sensitive to the Spirit of God, to listen to the one thing, just that one thing, bam! Look, you overtake everybody. I'm telling you, you overtake everybody. Look, those days when I'm going to see my friends off at the airport and so and so, and I will come back and cry on the bench. I say, God, so me too, so, I mean, why? One of my friends, he was going to do piloting. Oh, just after this thing, he went to US. The day I went to see him, he, my God, I came and cried and cried and cried. Do you know? Yes, some of them are still doing very well, but do you know? I've become a counselor to many of them. There are problems. Some of them too are frustrated. The one thing we want to pray. May you not miss that one thing. Break every barrier. Remove every barrier because your remarkable testimony is there. This week, we are assessing that incredible testimony.
Amen.
The Lord should reveal to us.
Yes, Lord.
The step we must take. What we must do. That one thing, the Lord should reveal. Somebody should write it for me. The Lord should reveal to us the step we must take. What we must do. That one thing for our remarkable testimony. For this man, the paralyzed man, he was not born again. So that one thing was sin. Sin. And you see, immediately that one thing was addressed. What happened? Get up, pick up your mat. Jesus didn't pray again. Look, let me tell you. When you get your one thing, look, you don't struggle again. When you get your one thing, you begin to sail. People are working, people are doing jobs that they are not fulfilled inside. They are not fulfilled, but because there are no jobs, they have to do it. But still, yes, it is true. That one thing. People are married, but do you know that they are not fulfilled? They are married, but they are not fulfilled because they couldn't wait for that one thing. They are growing old. Their friends are having wedding. Their friends are marrying. They are so and so. And so they too, they agree to anybody, jump into it. But inside there is no peace. Even that one, you're already inside. God can still turn it around and give you fulfillment. I'm telling you, God can still turn it around and still give you heart fulfill. The one thing that will restore your joy. The one thing that will restore your peace. The one thing that will bring your fulfillment. The one thing. Shall we thank the Lord? Father, we thank you for this morning.
Lord, we thank you, Father in heaven, for this word that has come.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for this morning, Lord.
Thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Lord. That one thing. Lord Jesus, you are the only one who knows that one thing. You know that one thing.
Thank you, Lord,
for the word that has come. That usher us. Yes, Lord, to receive that remarkable testimony.
Yes, Lord.
That incredible testimony, which is already existing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we are grateful to you for who you are. For all that you have been doing in your life. We celebrate you this morning. Thank you, Father, for the message, timely message that has come.
Blessed yes, Lord.
Be your holy name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you.
That one
we
thing, O Lord.
You, we thank you.
That one thing, O Lord. We thank you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You are the surest.
You are the surest.
You are the shortest.
You are the shortest.
You are the quickest way for me.
You are the quickest way for me.
You are the quickest way for me.
You are the
surest
way for me.
You are the shortest way for me.
You are the
quickest way for me.
You are the quickest way for me.
I have no time here on earth. I have no time here on earth.
I have no time here on earth.
For me to live here, you have given me limited time.
Limited time.
Limited years.
Limited years.
Limited years.
Limited years.
Limited years.
Limited years.
Whilst you are unlimited.
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 But me, O Lord.
But me, O Lord.
You have given me.
You have given me.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Say, O Lord.
Oh Lord,
search me.
Search
anything
me.
Anything in my
anything
life.
In my life.
That is taking my
that
time.
Is taking my
that
time.
Is taking my time.
That is taking that my time.
That is wasting my time.
That is wasting my
let
time.
Let me know.
Let me
that
know.
One thing.
That one
that
thing.
That is stealing my
that
time.
That is stealing
that
my
time. That one thing.
That one that thing.
That is wasting my
that
time.
That is wasting
that
my
that
time.
That one thing.
That one
that is stealing my time.
That is stealing
that
my time.
That one thing.
That one
that is wasting my time.
That one thing.
That one
that is stealing my time.
That is stealing my time.
That is stealing my time.
That is,
that is wasting my time.
That is wasting my
years.
That is wasting my years.
That is wasting my years.
That is wasting my years.
That is wasting my years.
That is wasting my years.
That is wasting my years.
That one thing that is taking my time. Lord Jesus, show it to me. Let me know what it is. That one thing that is stealing my years. That is taking my years. That is taking my time. That is stealing my years. That one thing, Lord, show it to me, Lord. I want to know because you know that one thing that I need to take care of, take care of, that one thing I need to do.
That one thing, O Lord, that one thing, that one thing, that one thing, Lord. That one thing, 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 oh Lord, that one thing, 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 to my remarkable testimony, that one thing, that one thing, that one thing, that one thing. That one thing, le papa rakata kaba lekatakabara, le papa rakata kaba yakata, le papa rakata kaba leketekebara, to my remarkable testimony,
to my credible testimony,
le papa rakata kaba leketekebara, le papa rakata kaba lokutu kaba rakata,
le
papa leketekeba lokutu kaba le,
that one idea,
le papa. Rakata kaba leketekeba leketekebara,
le papa reketekeba about it and what I should do. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, that one thing, 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 that one thing. Ni papa rakata kabaya, ni papa rakata kabaya, ni krokoto kabara basakata, ni lepepete kabarakata kabaya, ni pelekete kabarakata, ni papa rakata kabaya, itale beshe, ni papa rakata kabaya kata, ni pepekete kabarokoto kabaya, itala basakata.
Yes, Lord, between me and my credible testimony,
that one thing, that one thing, Lord. That one thing, 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 Lord. Rababa reketeke baroku tukaba italabasa.
Help me to know it, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, people are walking up and down. They are just wasting time. I'm telling you. They are just wasting time. The Lord was speaking to me about a particular person that I had worked with before. One of the proudest person I have ever met on earth. Proudest. Pride. The person who never said sorry. One time I was praying and the person's name just came. I didn't want to open my mouth and mention it. But God still put the prayer within me. Before I realized, I heard myself mention the person's name and pray. Then the Lord spoke to me. You see, the person as I'm speaking now, the person may be about 40 or 42 years. 40 or 42 years, still not married. 40 or 42 years, maybe. Do you know what the Lord said to me? The Lord said, it is when that person 67 years before the person will realize what has delayed her. 67 before the person will realize her pride. Before the person will realize what has kept her stagnated, what has robbed her of her blessing, that it is her pride. 67 years. I heard it clearly. When she is 67, before she will come into herself, 67, what will you do? 67, what can you do at 67? 67, you should start buying your grief down. 67, what can you do? 67, you are off. Yes, 67. If at 67, before now, you will realize that one thing, my God, then you need supernatural acceleration and speed. It can work anyway. 67. 67. You say, wait, when she's 67, before she will realize that one thing. Say, my Father in heaven.
That one thing.
I want to know it now. I want to know it now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I am just being inspired to say, do you know? You don't know why some of us are open up for rebuke, correction. What you don't know. I've said this. I say, when you see me going in a certain way, please come to me. Oh, if you cannot come to me, go to my wife. If you can't go to my leaders. But anybody you have spoken to, make sure that the person alerts me. That's all. My children come to me. Yes, they point things to me. This, that. Sometimes we argue. You see me argue. Give and take. We are like that. Then, okay. Because they are children, they will keep. But you see, I think about what they have said. Do you know why I'm saying this? As we are praying this prayer, be open. I'm telling you, look. In a congregation, yesterday when I was preaching, the Lord was speaking to me, say, in among these people sitting here, if you pick one person to the front, and then let's say the person talk all her problems or his problem, and then you say, everybody, begin to say the possible solution, it will surprise you. People sitting here, they have the solution. They know the solution. As people are talking, they will be pointing to the solution. But you see, we are close up. there are people you can't counsel, you can't advise. Pride. Position. 2008, I was in Burkina Airline. How do we call it, right? Burkina Flight. Burkina Airline was Air Burkina. It's Air Burkina. I was in Air Burkina coming from Ouagadougou. When the Lord started speaking to me, 2008, see, there are three things that marks the most powerful person. Powerful. People carry power. Real power. There are three signs about them. Three things. Real power. And since then, I've been practicing it. And I see it. One, humility. Two, simplicity. Three, vulnerability. Vulnerability. Humility. Simplicity. Vulnerability. Vulnerability simply means you are open for advice. Even children can rebuke you. Even children can tell you what you are doing is not good. And then you say, thank you, you salute. People like that, be careful. Be careful. They are powerful. Vulnerability, that is a sign. But people are ho-ho-ho-ho, they are not. And since then, I've been practicing that. Beloved, the one thing, there are two types of one thing. The one thing of what must be checked and the one thing of what you should do. The one thing of what you shouldn't do. Say, my Father in heaven, let me know the one thing I should do. The one thing that I should do. The one thing that I should do. The one thing that I should do. And keep on doing the one thing, the one thing, the one thing, the one thing. Lord, the one thing, 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 the one thing.
I need to know. Shake barakata kabaya kata kabaya. Oh Lord. Let me know,
Let me know the one thing.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
That I should stop doing.
That I should stop doing.
That I should check.
That I should check.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Know that one thing.
Let me 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 know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. Oh Lord,
yes, to experience in order,
that I should check in my life.
That I should check in my life.
That I should check in my life. That I should check in my life. Let me know that one thing. 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 Let me know that one thing, oh Lord. I am willing and I'm ready.
I am willing and I am ready. I am willing to know that one thing that I should stop doing, oh Lord, so that my miracle will come, so that my testimony will happen, so that I receive that miracle, I receive that testimony. Let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing. Let me know. Let me know that one thing that I need to stop doing. That one thing that I should see to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Help me, Lord, I pray. Help me, Lord, I pray.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
That one thing.
That one thing.
That is causing problems.
That is causing problems.
In this office.
In this office.
In this department.
In this department.
That one thing.
That one thing.
That is causing me.
That is causing me.
Problem.
Problem.
Among my colleagues.
Among my colleagues.
Among my friends.
Among my friends.
That one thing.
That one thing.
In this office.
In this office.
That one thing.
That one thing
in my marriage,
that one thing
in my husband,
in my husband's life,
that one thing
in my
wife,
in my
that
wife's
one
life,
thing
that one
in my
thing.
Home. That,
home,
one thing,
that one
in my
thing
finances,
in my finances,
that one thing,
that one thing,
that one thing,
that one
let
thing,
me know, let me
let
know,
know,
that one thing
let
in my father's
Lord.
House,
yes, that
in my mother's house,
my
that one
house,
thing,
that one thing,
that one thing, that is causing the problem, that is causing the delay,
that one thing.
Let me know, let me know,
let me know that one thing,
let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing,
let me know that one thing,
let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing, let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing. Let me know that one thing.
Let
me know that one thing.
I need it, Lord.
I need to know that one thing in this office, at my workplace. That one thing concerning my business, concerning my investment,
concerning
my position. That one thing, Lord.
In my marriage,
that one thing, Lord.
That
one thing, Lord.
In
my finances, that one thing, Lord.
That
one thing in my career. That one thing, that one thing, Lord. That one thing in my ministry. That one thing in my ministry. That one thing in my ministry. That one thing in my ministry.
That one thing
in my ministry.
That one thing in my ministry.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
One prophet called me in tears. In tears. Papa, please, can I come and see you? This and this, I'm going through this and this and this and this and that. This and this and this and that. I don't know him. And then he came. And then he came. Whilst we were there, he received a call. Man, catch him, he said, wait, no, wait. So and so this, so and so this. Hey. Then the wife also just asked something. Keep quiet. You are here with the man of God. You so and so. Then he received another call from, I don't know whether he's an associate or whatever. Then as were this thing, I said, it just okay. I said, my brother. Oh, my brother, look at the way you address your, look. Then the wife said, Papa, we na yeye ye ntokwa wa sorry mu. We na yeye ntokwa wa. We a na yeye ntokwa. O si, onu na oye prophet. I said, my brother, you have the solution. Your temper. You think ministry is about titles? You think because you are called prophet, you don't know. Ministry is about your everything. It's about your everything. Your manners, your character, your temper, your education, your diplomacy, your ministry. It's like an orange. It's like an orange with different cells. He just became calm and looking at me. You see what your wife said? You see how you answer your wife? Right now, at least before me, two people. You see the way you spoke? Say, Papa, Saul, where are Naya Yentokwa? Or what ministry? Or what Adom? Or what gift? Adoma Chedi? Oh, Papa, Nipa Ba Omuko. Omuba Omuko. They come, they go. They come, they go. Papa, we Naya Yasen. I say, ministry is holistic. It's your everything. Your dressing, the way you talk, the way, look, it's everything. It's everything. It's not one thing. It's not just a title or the anointing. People carry heavy anointing, but they are not making it. They are not making the numbers. They are not, who told you? People, they watch everything. Even me, I said, look, even me, Niwaha, Misu, Adebi Womu, Mimua, me checky. Misu, me checky, me who? Me too, I'm checking myself. Yes. Until your title. He left and called me to thank me. Now it is the wife who calls me. Papa, ye dawase. Papa, me dawase. Wabuye ye papa, papa, me dawase. Se se no, yahu se, asori no, ejina. Asori nu ejina. Asori nu ejina. Sese yahun se. Papa yedawase. Papa yedawase. Sometimes they pass by and come and drop an offering. Papa yedawase. The man doesn't talk again. It's the wife who calls me. So you see one thing. Say my father
in heaven.
This week. That one thing is a barrier. That one thing is a boundary. It must be removed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Look, sometimes we should let witches rest. Witches, we should let them rest. It's not witches. It's just one thing. Say, my Father in heaven. Any boundary between me and my testimony. Let the surge of the blood of Jesus Christ clear every boundary.
Clear every boundary.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Le
papa rakata kabale kete kebala. Le baba rekete ke balekete ke balekete. Le baba rakata kabalekete. Le baba baba rakata kabalekete ke barakata kabalakata.
Clear every barrier.
Let the blood. Let the surging blood. Let the surging blood clear it. Let the Holy Spirit reveal it, expose it. Let the Holy Spirit expose it, and let the certain blood clear it. 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 Let the certain blood clear it.
Let the certain blood clear it. Clear every obstacle.
By the force of the blood. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
That's how far the Lord has brought us today. Beloved, I ask the Lord to reward every delay in the house. Amen. Every genuine delay. Amen. Be rewarded. Amen. With acceleration. Amen. Be compensated. Yes. With acceleration. Amen. With acceleration. Yes. With acceleration and speed. Yes. With acceleration and speed. Let the surging blood, the force of the blood, clear boundaries, boundaries, barriers, obstacles between you and your remarkable testimony. 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 Beloved, these prayers are redemptive prayers. I'm telling you. Have you prayed like this? I have not prayed like this. These are Holy Ghost inspired redemptive prayers. Play them and pray them, and you see what will happen. You see how your life will be. You see where you'll be. Healing is taking place. Whatever it is taking place, you don't need to struggle. This is your time. Your time is now. That's why the Holy Spirit is revealing even how we should pray. Congratulations once again for joining. May the Lord bless you and increase you. We are still in our fasting this week. Yes, up to Thursday. Yes, 31st is our last day of fasting. Let's do it the way we can. Yes, 11th hour prayer parade is coming your way at 11:30 exactly. Yes, those of you on Facebook can join and share the link. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to lead us in this direction. I don't know. I mean, well, that time, the time is short. And so I'm just tuning myself to the Holy Spirit. This evening, we are meeting again. I mean, to in-house gathering to pray. May the Lord bless you. As people saw and they proclaim and they declare, what a remarkable happening, a remarkable sight. That should be your testimony. I said that should be your testimony. By the close of today, that should be your testimony. Amen. By the close of this week, that should be your testimony. Amen. That you have seen a remarkable thing, a remarkable happening, an incredible, a strange sight. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.